toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, you actually get to control the content on the website. So all the items you see as you scroll down the front page, those were all submitted by listeners like you and then voted upon by listeners like you. So you can go, if you've got something you found online that you think's interesting or fun or useful, exciting, whatever, you submit it. It appears on the upcoming stories page. It will then stay on the upcoming stories page until it reaches a certain number of votes. And then once it reaches that number of votes, it will be promoted to the front and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. Mark, you had a news story tonight that you wanted to share with us about the police and fundraising?
Yeah, this is actually a blog post over at lourockwell.com on the
Lou
Rockwell LRC blog.
Mm-hmm.
It's entitled Scary Police Call, and it's by Daniel McAdams. I just received this from October the 15th, so a few days ago. I just received a very frightening call from the police. And it's in quote marks. Hello, Mr. M. This is the police. The Police Protection League. This call is being recorded for accuracy. We are the only charitable organization that does not use outside contractors to make fundraising calls. And he puts in a note, that means I'm actually talking to a cop
right.
who's recording my responses.
Mm-hmm.
We are calling to raise money for officers killed in the line of duty. I'm sending you, and I support the police decal, and you can return the envelope with a contribution. Is that okay? And he says, well, I mean, just stop and think about this for a second. It's bad enough when you're getting the calls that you know are being made from
boiler room,
unemployed, just shy of unemployed, phone callers, raising money for the...
Yeah, they're telemarketers. I mean, normally the Police Benevolent Association or whichever organization it is that's doing the fundraising will hire some sort of telemarketer to make those calls for them. What you're saying is this organization prides itself on not doing that and actually has the officers work the phones.
That's the
I
claim.
Say good for them for putting those cops on the phones, man.
That's the claim, but I mean, this is pretty stifling stuff. I mean, I had a situation here that I was telling you guys during the off hours where the sheriff of the county that we're in mm-hmm. is running for a Senate seat, a state Senate seat.
Right.
And
this is the same guy who banned me and a bunch of activist friends from the courthouse.
Yes, not me. And he is out campaigning today.
He did threaten you, though, personally, when you were out front of the courthouse reporting for Free Keen TV and threatened you with arrest if you went inside.
I think it's an ultimatum in that circumstance. But yes,
that's right.
Okay, fine. He said that if you go in with your cameras, I'm going to take the cameras or something like that. I can't remember.
He said you'd be arrested.
Okay. I had no intention of taking... They weren't my cameras
right.
because I was working for the local TV station, so I couldn't do that. So
just saying. This is the same guy.
Yep, that's him. So here he is walking up the pathway on the side of my house.
Mm.
He's campaigning door-to-door, and he's walking up the pathway of my house. Now,
is he there as the sheriff, or is he there as Dick Foote?
Well, he was there. He's both, right?
Right.
Well,
he's on duty, right?
How can he be anything but that? So he's campaigning for the state senate mm-hmm. position that is in. I'm in that district, and I will go ahead and admit right here on the air, I voted for him. I thought it was a really, I wasn't.
I'm going to go cancel your vote.
I wasn't really. I know you're going to go vote for the other person, but I mean, are you proud of the person you're voting for?
Not at all.
Right. This was one of those situations where I mean, I'm just dealing with your average, Republican against your
average
Democrat.
There's no libertarian in this race either.
Right.
It's just those two.
So I could have chosen not to vote, but this guy was going to be is going to be better on education issues, and so. I figure if I have got a check mark.
I'll go with the devil I know.
Yeah. Well, you care more about weed. You could care less about my son. The right that I have to educate my son, you care all about being able
to. You have a right to educate your son.
What's that?
You have a right to educate your son.
Yes. But the state's going to get in the state's happy to get in the way
Tell
of
him that. To go to hell.
I hear you.
Pound sand.
Yeah. So that you're going to go
Article 10, right to revolution.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll be successful.
Brad will help you with it.
Brad,
thank you.
What?
I don't want to volunteer you, Brad. I can't do that. But Brad's really into this Article 10 thing, which is something that New Hampshire has. I don't know how many other states have this, but the Article 10 New Hampshire Constitution essentially says that people have a right to revolution. Like, if there's a clear differentiation between two classes of men, them versus us, that it's you can go right ahead and have yourself a personal revolution.
And the reason why I like it so much is because there's very little case law on it. So when you go in and you make your legal argument about whatever it is you're charged with, and you ground it in Article 10, you can make a lot of original arguments, because people, you know, ever since the 1700s, people haven't been using this article very frequently in court. And, there is substantial evidence that people are dealt with by the government in, disproportionate ways, and that's not the way the system's supposed to work.
And now, I didn't intend to get on the defensive on what my vote was in this particular election, but this guy was walking up the path, and I've got to say that I was out there feeding my pigs. Just happened to be that time of day. And I got to say, I felt a little intimidated that the sheriff of the county was walking up my path wearing a tie, and I mean, you know, he's in better clothing than I was. I mean, you know, during the day, I'm a pig farmer, among other things. And, I just felt a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. If those had been pot plants instead of pigs in that pen, would he have been using that information? My house isn't exactly visible from the road. So, you know, that's kind of how I felt. And I am your average law-abiding citizen. What must it feel like to somebody who, you know, he needs to use marijuana for pain or something like that, if they get a call like this person got from the police, where they say, this is a fundraising call, I'm a cop, and I'm recording this? Let me go on with the blog post here. He says, whoa, what does one say in such a situation? I very carefully and politely backed myself out of the situation with a quick, thank you very much, but I can't help you. But it left me chilled.
Mm.
My response is recorded. They know where I live. Where will it end up?
Pretty paranoid.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Paranoid. I don't think it is at all. I mean,
you think they're going to make a list of people that turn them down and then go and harass them? I suppose it could happen.
Look, no one wants to make these calls.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, if you to use the opportunity to say, well, look, I'll start supporting you guys when you stop arresting peaceful people like you would do.
Yep.
What do you think? You don't think they're going to remember that? And
I don't care.
You hang up on them and cuss them out or whatever? You don't think that... I mean, if you get pulled over by this same officer that evening, how do you think it's going to go? He's liable to remember your name.
Mm-hmm.
He just called it.
Mm.
He repeated it when he spoke it to you.
Then you get him on the stand and you ask him all sorts of questions about it.
Yeah, they all knew who I am anyway, so it doesn't faze me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother you, but I think the average individual with the idea of, police officers calling them doing fundraising, this is totally not appropriate.
Yeah, I say man up. I mean, you know, you've got to get out. If you believe in the ideas of freedom, then at some point you should do something about it. And if all we're talking about here is just telling a cop, no, you don't want his free sticker, that's not exactly going to put you on the radar. Come on, really?
Right, then that's what I would do.
Go out and do civil disobedience, you're going to get put on the radar. Go out and speak out against the police in public, you're going to get put on the radar. But just saying no thanks to an offer on the phone,
why don't you take the free sticker?
Right. Well, for
most people will.
You assume that the sticker will be sent quickly and easily. Like, yes, I'll take your free sticker. Thank you. Goodbye. You think that this is going to go like that, and it's probably, oh, then I'm going to have your address, and how much do you think you're going to be able to donate? They've got a bunch of other closing
questions.
I'm going to have to ask you to allow me to give me your credit card numbers.
Yeah.
So, I think that there's a couple of different things that one can do. Apparently, some lawyer here says that to say, I do not consent to this recording. Please stop recording. The policeman, okay, can I count on you? I can't talk to you. I have to refer this matter to my attorney because you recorded part of the call. Thank you. Goodbye. That's what a lawyer says to say.
That's a pretty good one.
You could just as easily say, oh, I got to go. Go ahead and send the sticker by.
Well, Brad, what would you do if you got one of these calls?
I would just say, I'm not interested. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Hunt's Day.
You know, I would not want to, I wouldn't be crippled in fear after receiving that phone call. It's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But then again, the, you know, average blogger at LouRockwell.com probably doesn't have any experience interacting with the police. And Brad and I, we're old hat at it. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We have the listening options that are waiting for you. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show. Click and listen to whichever one fits your internet connection speed the best. Listen.freetalklive.com will take you there. Also, our over 110 radio stations on board with the show, AM and FM, across the country. You can get a list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel. There's also the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance over at listen.freetalklive.com. Get tuned in.
So I just read an article today about bitcoins that apparently 78% of the little over 10 million bitcoins in existence today are basically in savings accounts. They're in accounts where money's being moved in and not being moved out. And, you know, somebody did some kind of study on this. And I find it very interesting that it's the other, you know, I guess that some of those 78% aren't in savings accounts. They could be lost, mm-hmm. you know, because there's nothing happening with them. But that leaves another 23% or something like that that are actually in motion out
which
there.
Which is basically what's creating the value in them, right?
It's the them trading back and forth. Yeah. And volatility, or not volatility, but volume is increasing all the time with bitcoins. And so that's just being done with those 23%. Hmm. I can only imagine when Bitcoin is so much more usable. I mean, right now we're on the horizon of apparently three of the major 25 major websites in the world testing out bitcoins, taking them.
Rumor has it.
It's in an article, you know. I mean, some article says that that may very well be happening. And I can only imagine when people can use bitcoins much more easily, what it's going to be like. Currently, you can buy things from Amazon by going to btcbuy.com. Ian, is that right?
Was it .com?
I think it's btcbuy.com. That's one of our sponsors.
Should know these things.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay, great.
I feel like I do. So you can go there and do your buying. But I think you should get bitcoins. I really think that they're going to continue to go up.
btcbuy.info.
Oh, God. Miserable.
Yeah.
btcbuy.info.
Shame. Shame on you. Give them a free bonus.
That was a free bonus. They didn't pay for that. btcbuy.info. Anyway.
Now, that lets you get Bitcoin, or lets you buy pretty much whatever over, like, Amazon with Bitcoin.
And several different other, it's like
Barnes & Noble, I think was in there.
Barnes & Noble, right. You know, several other sites. You can even charge your mobile phone, not charge it.
Really
charge it,
smart idea.
Redo your sort of track phone and that kind of thing. So anyway, go get your bitcoins. You can find out more at weusecoins.org. You can buy them at bitinstant.com.
Let's go to Nicholas, listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Nicholas.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, your Bitcoin thing I want to comment about first, but then after that, I'd like to talk about the gay and lesbian thing.
All right.
First off, the Bitcoin has the potential to be the one world currency.
It potentially...
But if it ever is a one-world currency, it's because people chose it on their own individual volition, and it wasn't pushed down on anyone by force by a government, which would make it the best.
Absolutely. I just was making the comment that that's a possibility, and who knows where it goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the gay and lesbian thing, I find to be a very slippery slope. What's the next step when it ends up happening? I mean, next time they come around with a lawsuit, maybe it's going to be your average Joe that doesn't have an education saying, oh, you're discriminating against me because I don't have an education. You're hiring the guys that have education.
Well, in this case, it's this isn't about discrimination in that way. The suggestion is that that people should be able to contract, whether it's opposite sex or same sex, and that they should get the same rights as other people that do. I don't think you as an employer, if you employ anybody, should be obligated to provide a same-sex couple with the same services that you do an opposite sex couple, because I don't think that private companies are the same as the government. The government, however, makes everybody pay for it, and I think it should recognize everybody's contract to live together. Whereas, you know, qualifications for doing a job are somewhat different. I think it's a slippery slope in the area of, say, well, if you're going to let the gays get married, then you can let the polygamists get married to as many people as they want. And I support that, too.
See, I don't have any problem with that. I assume we just call it civil union so that the religious folk don't get all upset about it.
This is a really tough situation when you start getting into the legalities of it, one way or the other, however they are, because if the government should have never got into the business of handing out pieces of paper called marriage licenses in the first place. They did it on a large scale basically after the Civil War in order to prevent white people from marrying black people. They just didn't like that, and so they wanted to prevent that from happening. As a matter of fact, when I got married 6 years ago, or 7 years, 8 years, I don't know, ago, I had to fill out, they wanted my race and my wife's race on the form. I refused to give it to them, and we ended up being business race, which apparently is one of the options in Sarasota, Florida. But, this thing still goes on where they're still asking you about your races and, you know, at the very least, tracking who's getting married and that kind of thing. So, you know, it's disturbing.
Okay, other than that, I just want to say thank you and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So if in New Hampshire, for instance, if New Hampshire was to do away with all marriage licenses...
That'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, it would be awesome, you think, but I don't know whether it necessarily would or not. Who would get married in New Hampshire? People would actually leave New Hampshire to get married in order to get a piece of paper so that their marriage could be recognized in the other countries around the world in the other 49 states.
That is true.
I mean, if you have, at that point, your marriage doesn't mean anything to anybody in the other 49 states.
Well, why can't I get a certificate from the church that married me?
Because it doesn't mean anything to the other governments.
Yeah.
Because government got involved, inserted itself in the position, it wouldn't do anything if New Hampshire decided, okay, that's it, we don't give out marriage licenses anymore. Mm. It would actually be a disservice to the citizens of New Hampshire.
Don't forget where marriage licenses came from in the first place. I mean, they were... If I'm not, please correct me if you've heard differently, but weren't they originally instituted to keep white women from marrying black men?
In some cases, yeah. True. I mean, they certainly existed in other places prior to that, but they on a wholesale scale.
So, Mark, I mean, you're making an argument here to keep the government in marriage.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the realities.
Okay, so then you do support having the government get out of marriage.
I support the government as an agency, the state as an agency getting out of marriage,
uh-huh.
But I support it all around. I mean,
right.
It would be one thing if...
You're not going to be able to affect the whole country, though.
Nope, and so therefore, I don't have I really don't have an opinion when it comes to New Hampshire. I don't even know what the solution is.
Okay.
The Gordian knot is so tight...
As a state representative, would you vote to eliminate, if a bill came forward to eliminate the government's bureaucracy of marriage, or whatever it's called, would you do it?
Would it diminish the size of the state and the costs to the taxpayer?
Presumably it would, right? They're getting a budget, right?
Then I would.
Unless they're all user fee supported. Would that be like a middle ground? Like, okay, well, you can keep doing this, bureaucrats, but it all has to be based on user fees?
A Free State Project member representative came up with an idea, and I think that it's probably the best one out there.
Are you going to share that idea with
us?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can certainly bring up whatever's on your mind to control. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Drunk Contractors.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits. Far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. And check out the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. We give to you free 6 years worth of Free Talk Live. It's completely free. I don't know what other commercial radio program does that for you. I think it's pretty rare. And you can go get those archives completely free at archives.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to get some precious metals, the way to go about getting those precious metals is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. Gold.freetalklive.com allows you to not only get the precious metals that you need to have in your hand in case of, I don't know, as a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, whatever the reason is that you might want to have precious metals, but you get some really great prices at gold.freetalklive.com, and you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. Again, it's gold.freetalklive.com. Now, in the previous segment there, Bradley, we were talking about marriage and how it has been, the marriage license has been used in the past as a tool to exclude certain people from choosing to contract to live together and love each other.
Yeah.
Early on with the marriage license, George and Martha Washington didn't have a marriage license. They some preacher signed it in their Bible, and that was good enough for them. They lived like they were married for the rest of their lives, even though the government didn't tell them. King George didn't send over a certificate and tell them they were married here in the colonies. But as time went by, obviously government's going to insert itself as often as it can because, oh, look, there's free money. These people want legitimacy to their marriage. Well, we can just give them a license. And then post-Civil War, there were people that might want to get married that might be different colors. We can't have the black people having sex with our white women. And so they had to, you know, ways to exclude that from happening. And the marriage license was a really great way of doing that. Even currently, you'll see on marriage licenses, they ask for race, which I define with the history of marriage licenses to be a stifling thing. I find it disturbing that they would even ask your race, but they did when they did mine. And now the marriage license, it's coming to a head. The marriage license is being used to keep gay couples from being buried and just like regular straight couples.
The way they do it, though, is they ground their argument, they being the government. The government argues that it has a important interest in promoting the idea of the normal family. And by normal, I mean...
Who knows what they mean.
Yeah, forgive me. I shouldn't have used that
word.
They
don't mean anything nice.
Right. What they mean is the typical husband, wife, two kids, 2.5 kids, and a dog. And so that's what they argue, that, look, you know, families, the government should promote families, and this is how we do it. And unfortunately, while you're promoting families of heterosexual people, you have to discriminate against people who are homosexual. And that's why it needs to end.
So I've been over here on the phones trying to raise somebody, Mark, that you suggested we have on the line to discuss this. You had wanted to tell us about a piece of legislation.
Right. Here in New Hampshire, we're the only state in the union that has legalized same-sex marriage through the legislature.
Mm. And the rest of it's all been ballot measures and such?
I think it's all been court measures.
Oh, really?
Through courts.
Okay.
Probably the person on the line can answer this better.
All right. It's Seth Cohn, who is one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, also a state representative, Free State Project participant, all around busy activist guy. And you do some sort of work as well with software, right, Seth?
I do, but you're right. I stay very politically active. I just got back from a town meeting where, despite the fact that I'm not running for re-election, somebody who is couldn't make it and asked me to be their proxy. actually, you're absolutely correct, Mark. The answer is New Hampshire is the only state that's done it through the legislature.
That's huge.
Every other state that has same-sex marriage is because a judge said, you can't go ahead and stop gay people from getting married. We're going to interpret the law to allow it, so fix it or else. New Hampshire was the only one that did not have the judicial branch forcing it. And in fact, that's a great thing. It shows that New Hampshire is ahead of the curve because, you know, we just had the Defense of Marriage Act struck down as unconstitutional
right.
by a federal judge.
Well, yeah, in particular.
It's clear that we're on the right side of history at this point. So.
And that's at a particular circuit, and that's what we're talking about here on the show. I know you probably were listening. We just kind of grabbed you real quick because the reason is you introduced a piece of legislation. Somehow in New Hampshire, there's still a certain amount of discrimination going on against gay couples, and you had a piece of legislation that would essentially make the license the same for gays and straights. Can you help me with that?
I did. So, you're confusing a couple of things. So the situation
I have no doubt.
So New Hampshire does still have marriage licenses. I put a bill in to say, let's get the state out of it entirely. That was one bill we had.
Okay.
And the reason being is, I'm sure your listeners are well aware, the state does not need to be involved in your relationship, and there's no good excuse for why it is. And I said, let's get the state out of it altogether.
Okay.
And the funny thing was, I had people on the left who said, maybe. And I had people on the right who said, maybe. But it was everybody's second choice. And so we continued having these fights about marriage. And the legislature here in New Hampshire for the last 2 years has been strongly Republican. And, of course, the social conservatives said, we need to stop those gays from getting married.
They're living with each other.
And so we had this whole fight over whether or not we should reverse things back to allowing only straight people to get married and not allow gay people to get married. And so that fight was rather interesting because, of course, being the libertarian type I am, I said, well, what does this really come down to? And so it came down to, you had a couple places we could go. If you start talking about how interracial marriage used to be a problem, everybody puts their hands over their ears and says, la, 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 I'm not a racist. This is different.
Yeah. Yep.
And so we realized that wasn't the approach that was going to work. So I said, let's really put the cards on the table. And I put in an amendment to the bill that said, if we're going to stop gay people from getting married, let's one left-handed person from marrying another left-handed person. That makes just as much sense.
It makes just as much sense.
What? You're making a mockery of us. And I said, no, gentlemen, you're making a mockery of yourself.
So now that, and
by the way, that did not succeed, the proposal to end gay marriage in New Hampshire. It went down in flames, and a lot of...
went down in flames. We had more Republicans voting against it than voting for it, which was great.
That's, so
it
that's
really
good news.
Said that neither Republicans nor Democrats in New Hampshire want to go back to the way it was, where only straight people could be married. So.
And I think that's an awesome thing, but you had there was another piece of legislation out there, I believe, that made another kind of license situation that basically it was the same license for everybody, if I'm not misremembering this.
No,
and the reason
so you're
is,
misremembering, because that was the other bill I brought up, which is the goal was to get government out of the licensing business, mm-hmm. and the first step to that was to say, what is marriage? Well, it's really a relationship between two people. Let's stop discriminating as to what those two people's relationship is and allow anybody, any two people, to have a domestic union.
That's it,
and give the title marriage back to the churches, etc. Get government out of it.
So who would give this domestic union, and how would someone, because the problem is with this getting the government out of marriage in New Hampshire is basically anybody who wants their marriage recognized by any government around the world is going to go to Vermont, Massachusetts, or Maine in order to get married, because they can't get a marriage license in New Hampshire, right?
Well, no, because what the bill specifically did was it said, for the purposes of every other state, etc., this is the same thing as a marriage, but we don't call it a marriage. We only do domestic union.
But that would be a state-issued domestic union?
It would be a state-issued one, but it would be a set of government-granted rights and responsibilities. It would essentially be a set of contracts, but it would be a standard set of contracts. And it was sort of a stepping stone, because the idea is eventually you want to get the government out of it altogether.
I hear you.
You know, what goes on between you and your partner is between the two of you and maybe a lawyer. Why is the government getting involved at all? But, you know, you have to wean the system away, and this was a way to start weaning that process. Take the word marriage, give it back to churches, give it back to culture, and take it away from government. And even that was too far a stretch at this point. But I will tell you, the bill is coming back. I'm not running again, but there are other legislators who are running, who are going to bring it back.
Well, Seth, look forward to
project people.
Look forward to having your continual analysis, both on the air here and over at freekeen.com. You're doing a great job.
Absolutely, Ian. Always glad to be on.
Thanks, Seth. Appreciate your time tonight. You took some time out of your schedule, and we just totally surprised you with the call. So thanks for taking time with us. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Yeah.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now, 855-450-FREE. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. Click into the right Amazon for you. Get your shopping taken care of. Pretty much anything you buy, Free Talk Live is going to get a portion of that purchase price. So just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Whether it's holiday stuff that you need to pick up or you just want to get something for you, you can do that at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live benefits, so you get what you want. You get a great price, delivery to your door, the same great Amazon experience you're used to, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, the huge selection, all the user reviews. It's the Amazon that you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate portal. Once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. So we talked earlier about a woman drinking a bottle, apparently half a bottle, and we don't know what size the bottle was, but half of a bottle of hand sanitizer in order to get drunk. And usually people are drinking hand sanitizer because they can't find anything else. It's usually a last-ditch sort of effort. You know, the stores are closed. Somebody really isn't a, you know, alcoholic. They have to have something. They crack open the Listerine. They crack open the hand sanitizer and down the hatch. But in the case of the contractors over in Afghanistan, they've got access to all kinds of stuff. According to ABC News, cell phone video recorded earlier this year at an operations center of a U.S. defense contractor in Kabul appears to show key personnel staggeringly drunk or high on narcotics, and what former employees say was a pattern of outrageous behavior that put American lives at risk and went undetected by U.S. military officials who are supposed to oversee such contractors. The video provided to ABC News by two former employees is scheduled to be broadcast in a report on ABC World News. Asked if a response to an attack by terrorists would have been possible during the event seen on the video, one of the former employees told Brian Ross, "No, sir." Questions posed by ABC News to the Pentagon have sparked a criminal investigation by the U.S. Army. The contractor, Virginia-based George Scientific, or Jorge Scientific, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, has won almost $1 billion in U.S. government contracts. company says it has taken decisive action to correct the unacceptable behavior of a limited number of employees, and that several of them seen on the video are no longer employed by Jorge Scientific. The use of alcohol or illegal drugs by the U.S. contractors in Afghanistan is prohibited by the military under what is known as General Order No. 1. Yet the former employees told ABC News they saw no evidence of oversight of the company by American military officials, and that at least one U.S. Army major, a female, was a regular visitor to the drunken parties at the facility, often using one room for sexual encounters. So apparently the military's agent that was going to this particular location, or at least one of their agents, was engaging in the hijinks and possibly having sex with some of the men who are seen in these videos. And by the way, that, you know, the men are shirtless and partying and just having themselves a good old time.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun.
But don't worry. Don't worry, America. It's just an isolated occurrence. It's only these few people in this one location that would ever behave. No, Brad, no one else in our organization would behave like this in or out of the military. This is just a few bad apples. Clearly, this would not happen anywhere else, or otherwise we'd hear about it all over the place, right?
We do hear about it all over the place.
Well, you know, this is one of those situations where the government has no incentive to catch themselves doing these things. And certainly, if they do catch themselves doing these things, has no incentive in letting that information out. So, you know, they can certainly find out these things are going on, and some commander can say, start cracking some skulls and saying, you're on potato peeling duty. If I ever see some crap like this again or whatever. But I think these are contractors, and they really couldn't do anything about the contractors, right?
Right. It was the contractor, the employees, two former employees, John Nelson and Kenny Smith, say the video documents allegation they've made in a lawsuit against George Scientific. They endanger George employees, the U.S. mission, and U.S. military personnel, claims the suit. They worked as Army security officers for 3 and 5 months, respectively, in Kabul as part of a $47 million contract that the organization had under the U.S. Legacy Program to train Afghan National Police in counterinsurgency efforts. Both men say they quit the company in disgust and out of concern that their own safety was being compromised by the behavior that they describe.
You mean drunk people with guns is not safe?
Yeah, well, actually, that's what they're pointing out here, is that there's just firearms laying around in some of these videos, and these people are wasted. It was going against everything that we were trying to do over there, said Melson. The video shows the security manager for the company staggering about the operations center late one evening after taking large gulps of vodka and then engaging another employee in a half-naked wrestling match. It was like a frat house for adults, said Melson. Some of them to the point where they were passing out. There's firearms laying around, some of them still carrying firearms on them. Another portion of the video shows the company's medical officer with glassy eyes and unable to respond to a request for help after shooting up with a prescription anesthetic, ketamine.
Holy.
Excellent.
Macaroni. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's horse tranquilizer.
That's pretty serious hallucinogenic experience there from what I understand.
Well, ketamine is phencyclidine. It's like angel dust.
Told of the evidence.
My mouth got numb when I just heard that. This is the medical officer.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, God.
Apparently, when told of the existence of the video, the officer, Kevin Carlson, admitted to ABC News that he frequently injected himself with narcotics. He said, it was getting to be such a nightmare just living in that place. I needed to get away, said Carlson, who was among the employees dismissed by the company earlier this year.
He's away now.
Now living in Germany, Carlson said there was massive drug and alcohol abuse at George Scientific's facility involving executives, armed security personnel, and himself. So he's alleging that this was systemic throughout the organization.
Yeah.
The high-end guys were getting high, too, according to him.
And I got paid.
I find what he's saying believable in that he says that he was trying to get his mind off of it. I mean, the fact is that right now, the Army is experiencing more suicides than they are battlefield deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to say something about what's going on in Afghanistan and inside the military and it as a whole. That's pretty scary stuff. More people are killing themselves than the enemy is.
He says, if I try to hide what I did, it doesn't make me look very good anyway, so I'd rather just be honest about what happened. The whistleblowers say the company's senior on-site executive, Chris Sullivan, often organized and led the heavy drinking gatherings with a loaded pistol tucked into his pants. Smith says Sullivan pushed hard for everyone to join in the excessive drinking, and those who would not We're cowards. He called us a bunch of pussies, said Smith. The video shows Sullivan at a blazing bonfire in an outdoor patio. It's like a nonstop party. The outdoor patio of the operations center, whose location was supposed to be covert because of this.
Do they have like an all-inclusive bracelet that when you show up there?
Oh, man. Yeah, nothing gives away your location like a blazing bonfire.
And fireworks, probably.
Right.
Good
so
Lord.
Much for their covert location. Do their you sense of mission. The former employee, Nelson, said there was nothing covert with bringing all that added attention. Afghanistan is not the time or the place to be carrying on like that.
Apparently it was. And
yeah, and how
really
long did this go on for? Right,
and it's been going on under these people's noses. I mean, this is Army officers are coming there and
getting laid.
Pumping.
Yeah.
I mean, so how many places is this kind of thing going on? How are they getting the vodka, too? I'm really wondering about...
They can buy it. I mean, it's for sale, likely in local villages and things like that. And or ship it in.
They were having a terrible time getting this stuff in. These are supposed to be Muslim countries where they don't have that.
It's all about who you know, Mark.
Yeah.
So according to
Vietnam, they were smuggling heroin out to the United States. Now in Afghanistan, they're smuggling alcohol in.
Sullivan said he no longer works at George Scientific, declined to speak with ABC News. That was the head guy that was throwing all the parties.
I declined
the
too.
Whistleblowers say the drunken and stoned security personnel would often throw live ammunition rounds and fire extinguishers into the flames.
Oh, my God. They're shooting up ketamine
as they
and tossing rounds into the fire. I mean, this is Russian roulette.
America, this is your tax dollars at work.
Kenny Smith, one of the complaining parties, said it wasn't every night. It was every other night.
They needed a day off to recuperate.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my head hurts just thinking about this place.
Scott's in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Scott, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just tuned you guys in and I was listening. Some of those things are abominable. I was in the military. I was in the Army for 6 years. I blew the whistle on something, and the Military Whistleblower Protection Act has, like, no teeth. And
yeah.
So I got crushed like a bug, first of all.
Yeah, I believe it.
Just crushed, absolutely crushed. So it still needs a lot of work. When people blow the whistle on legitimate things like that, they need to be massively protected.
Yeah, this isn't going to stop anything. It's just an outrageous story that will outrage a number of people for a short period of time, and then, of course, all the parties will continue in Afghanistan. I thank you for the call, Scott. We're out of time tonight. But we're back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hyperspeed, the brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.